teachers preserving peaceful, good, constructive, life-giving atmosphere. And the way she does that is practicing what Charlotte Mason called masterly inactivity. That as the teacher walks in her office of authority in an authoritative manner, she does so by practicing this art of masterly inactivity. It's masterful in that the teacher knows precisely what she's doing. It's inactive in the sense that it's not heavy-handed. One of the things that can truly contaminate an atmosphere is the heavy-handed teacher whose voice is used by pitch or by frequency. You know, I think of the old Charlie Brown, wah, 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 wah. That's the very opposite of masterly inactivity, in which the teacher is trying to control the classroom by the use of her personality, by the use of her words, by the use of her office as a clear means of control. Masterly inactivity is a powerful tool, but doesn't work quite that way. It's a presence. It's a peaceful presence that gently calls back. For instance, a child droops in his chair. The teacher doesn't have to say, Johnny, I've told you for the last 10 times, sit up, so please sit up. I'm looking for the boy that's sitting up the best. Johnny, is that you? All of that is just way too heavy-handed. And children either push back against it and say, oh, you know, I don't want to do that. Or they play into it. But either way, even if they play into it, their will's not being strengthened. Their character's not being strengthened. They're actually just playing in to the personality of the teacher. As opposed to set up by a gentle talk. We'll talk again more about this when we reach education as a discipline. And the teacher just comes in a light touch on Johnny's shoulder. And Johnny immediately sits up straight, because Johnny knows what that means. It's a teacher's supportive hand to call him back to attention. Nothing has to be said. Johnny responds graciously and gently. And so there's a quietness about the atmosphere. There's an ease about it. The teacher doesn't have to lecture loudly or over-explain. A simple question, a simple invitation. In a sense, masterly inactivity works by invitation. And there's something about children that want to respond to a person that meets them with joy and love. If the teacher or parent meets a child with joy and love, that's an open invitation. Most of the time, children will want to move into that. And it just takes a light touch, a light encouragement, a soft, quiet word. It's a presence. I mean, one of the things in terms of masterly activity, we think of the playground. Most any teacher will tell you, when do most of the problems happen? They happen when teachers are not around. They happen out on the playground or in the halls. So our teachers are always with their children. They're always with their students. They're never left alone. That presence supports the student, greatly diminishes the chance of them running off in a, let's say, less than helpful manner. Masterly inactivity, constant, joyful, peaceful presence. It reassures and it empowers. Children are born with a natural sense that there is a right and wrong, that there is a way to live and not to live. But they're not all that clear what that way is. They actually look to us. They look to the way we relate to one another. They look for consistency and they look for clarity. And when they see it, it actually brings great relief. Okay, this is how the world operates. Now, when they see hypocrisy, it brings resentment and confusion, because you're saying how this is how the world operates, but I'm not seeing it, or I'm seeing it inconsistently. And so again, that sense of clear, this is what's good, this is not good. A very common sense approach to the education of children. It creates a great sense of peace. Apart from that, you get the Lord of the Flies. Allowing children free rein to express themselves, to be what Charlotte Mason would call slaves to chance desires, you get tyranny.